Three, two, one. Oh, God. All right. Good.
Did you hurt yourself clapping?
Yeah, somehow. Anyway, who's introing?
You should intro, Jackson. You literally went two episodes with the flu and didn't say a word.
That's bullshit. I still introed one of them. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast. I'm at a Sweet 16. The party's raging. Everyone's here. I've got my friends Charlie, Andrew, and Kai here, as well as special guest Dick Masterson. How are you going?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. P. Wienerstein. I really appreciate it.
Are you really at a Sweet 16?
Oh, it's a Sweet 20th, really.
Oh, if we Sweet 20th.
She likes to pretend she's 16. I like her to pretend that she's 16, too, so we're all good.
Well, yeah, that's how you get around consent laws.
The Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, if you're both under 18, it doesn't count.
I think the age of consent over here is 16. I don't know. That's what I tell myself anyway.
It's such a weird thing that we never address that. Like, in England and we're in Australia, it's 16 and America's 18. So it's like, what, are you guys like, we all just get together? It's just like, yeah, I guess the whole country is just pedophiles then because of those 2 years. Like, no one ever holds us to the fire on that
one. Yeah, that will, like, destroy the drama industry on YouTube, too. Like, if I hopped on a plane, I'd be a pedophile, but not there.
I was going to ask that. Do you think there's, like, some rich, spoiled kids out there who are, like, I don't know, 15 or 16, and they're like, Dad, can you fly us to Iceland so I can fuck Janine?
Well, no. They just go to Thailand or some shit like that, and then they fuck six-year-olds or whatever.
They just go to international waters on their yacht, and they're just
fucking... Yeah, and everyone fucks
Actually,
each other.
No. They just fuck them in their country of residence, as if the police would give a shit.
Fair enough.
You brought up YouTube drama. That actually was a big one. There was... I can't remember who it was, but there was some YouTuber who was somewhere in, like, Norway or something where it's 16 or 15, and then there was some huge drama thing because he had a relationship with a 15-year-old. But I mean, totally legal.
How dare he obey the law?
I know.
All right. So anyway, going back onto introductions, Dick, do you want to tell our audience what you're all about and what you do?
Shit? I'm the host of the Dick Show, thedickshow.com. Don't go to dickshow.com because you get just a big eye full of a cock.
I made that mistake 8 times.
Sweet 16 ago, I wrote a book called Men Are Better Than Women. It was a simpler time of trolling back in the day. You could, they couldn't deplatform you you could actually bust people's balls online back then. When I started menarebetterthanwomen.com, people would lose their shit, get their asses triggered off. They would come on. There's posts on that site that have just 100,000 comments of people that are absolutely losing their fucking minds. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Dr. Phil had me on at one point because either he didn't get it or he's like, this guy is a great actor and I'm going to make a fucking mint by putting him on my television program for free. And he's too stupid to know that he's not making any goddamn money off this. So I'm going to put him on, have him say shit that will haunt him for the rest of his fucking life. And I'm going to pocket it all because I'm Dr. fucking Phil and the doctorate is in making money.
Well, Dick, we have a special surprise for you. Our second guest this episode, Dr. Phil.
Oh, man.
Who's been listening in this whole time.
I have fucking dreams about that guy. No shit. Like, that experience was so traumatic for me because I was in that stupid house for 5 days and reality TV is made for crazy people. It's made to make crazy people go crazy. So if you're normal, which I think I am because it was a fucking, like, a joke-ish, it was a satire piece, it makes you extra crazy. Like, I got out of there and I had like, full-on PTSD, I think, for at least a month. Everyone said I was really fucking weird. They're like, dude, you were fucked and weird after you got out of the Dr. Phil house.
Dr. Phil house.
God, that sounds like the worst cult.
Like, I have full-on dreams where I'm, like, meeting with Dr. Phil, and I have this bizarre sense of panic and, like, excitement that I just get to sit down with this fat fuck and say, like, hey, dude, good job. You played me. You played me. Well done.
So do you regret it? Do you regret doing it?
No, because it was hilarious. Are you kidding me?
I remember, like, when that...
I watched that segment. It was really weird because you did this obvious troll thing in an obviously trolly getup. You know, for those who haven't watched the bit, you can type it in on YouTube. Just type in Dick on and Dr. Phil or whatever. But you basically say a bunch of trolley stuff like, oh, women are stupid. They're like trash bags. All they want is their ATM. They're soulless creatures. They're just drawn to money. All they care about is money. And then you go into the studio and the first, the literal first sentence Dr. Phil says is, hey, so you're not a troll. Like, you're for real.
Yeah, he goes, this guy's not faking
it. You cunt.
I'm like, dude, I'm wearing fucking aviator sunglasses like I'm in the Village People. I got a shaved head and a fucking mustache like Yosemite Sam. Are you guys fucking, how stupid are you? Like, how fucking dumb, how much, that's what I learned through the whole thing. I'm like, I thought that a lot of people would see it as a joke, even afterwards, and think it was funny, and all I had to do was make it look real to the producers. And the Dr. Phil and the people. But then when I realized afterwards is nobody got it. Like, everybody just ate it because it was on television. Like, well, son, those guys must have done their research. That guy's obviously real because he says he is. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
God. I was gonna bring this up. I actually remember when that first aired because one of my middle school teachers was, I don't really know what her deal was, but she showed it to the class and used you as like a case study on what men shouldn't be.
You really? Have history with this man.
Yeah.
Her name?
I think it. I don't want to name drop her, but you can edit this out, Jackson. But it was just amazing to have you come on here and then rekindle that interest, because I remember that distinctly, especially with the treadmill joke on the lady who was trying to tear into you.
Yeah,
that's funny, man. So why the fuck why is she teaching men what not to be? Is that in the scope of the middle school charter that she's working at? What the fuck is that?
Curriculum.
I'm sure you've heard of IB. It's basically what that's all about. The old International Baccalaureate. IB?
What the fuck is that?
Are you making up words?
Oh, it's
bachelor.
No, it's some type of special classification for schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So are you not allowed to be a man at that kind of school? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't. I'm just. I just meeting the teachers were pretty bizarre. That's all. One of my teachers got arrested for pedophilia not too long after. It was quite a situation with the staff.
Oh my god. It's like the evil version of Montessori. It's like the specter to Montessori's MI6. Sounds like.
Jesus Christ. So Dick, you've still got that website up and running. Men are better than women.com, I believe, and still rocking all that shit.
I mean, if you want to see anything I've done, sooner than the last 10 years, go to thedickshow.com. But yeah, men are better than women, still up. I'll never take that shit down unless someone pays me to do it, and then I will absolutely do it.
Well, the big thing I want to know on that is in your career of doing all this trolling, obvious fucking satire shit, was there ever one that you think actually did go maybe too far, or you kind of regret doing, or didn't work as you had planned it to do?
In terms of trolling, there were a couple of, the first time some girl got a tattoo of the logo, I remember being rocked by that. Like, because it was my thing that I came up with. And like, I don't know how to explain the feeling. It was just like this sense of like, oh my God, did I fuck up? Like, did I take this too far that somebody likes this so much that they got a tattoo? Like, I felt this compulsion to like need to like kind of talk them out of it or explain more to them. But my friend, who I always call my life coach on the podcast, is like, look, man, whatever they get out of it, like that's what they get out of it. That's like, this is the, you don't, they get it more than you probably, like if they like it that much. And I don't know, that was a weird, that moment was really weird for me, because that's the only time where I thought like, oh fuck, like, I don't know what I'm doing. When I was on Dr. Phil, I never felt out of my element, because it's just being an asshole. Like, everybody knows what reality TV is about. It's for children who stay home sick and for people who can't get jobs because they're too stupid. Like, you don't need to be that smart to run circles around these people. But that time I was like, oh my God, I don't know. I felt like I maybe couldn't live up to the expectations of this person who thought it was so cool what I was doing that they got it tattooed on their arm.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was it.
We're still waiting for the official podcast tattoos to be rolling in.
Yeah, that could be an asshole. Why is no one making me a tattoo? I'm a dick. I've been a dick for like 40 episodes now. Come on. Men are better than women, damn it.
Oh, now you're going to get it. Now your fucking Twitter is going to be nothing but tattoo pictures.
There it is.
Your face across their tits.
Jackpot's going to be the same woman, too.
She gets different Kaya mosaics on every area of her body.
Some obese.
Kaya, look. If I grab my labia, you can talk.
Oh, just stop.
That's a yucky picture.
I hope that labia is at least shaved with Dollar Shave Club. Sorry for a shitty segue. Well, if you want to shave my name into your labia, there's no better tool than using Dollar
Shave
Clubs.
What labia have you seen?
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Are you looking at Sasquatch's pussy? Come on.
Whatever, like, hairy, obese luck beast is interested in me and wants to show her fandom, you can shave my name into your armpits now. Shave it into you with dollarshaveclub.com/official. You go there, you get the executive handle, you get the Dr. Carver's shaving butter, and a bunch of Charlie's butt wipes. This always sounds like I'm insulting Charlie, like I'm calling him a butt wipe, but no.
Well, you can't insult One White Charlie's because they're a quality butt wipe.
Oh, they are quality butt wipes. It's like having your butt licked by Charlie. That's how good it is. If you like Charlie, just get him and you can masturbate with him.
We're already 15 minutes in. And this is the grossest fucking episode we've done in a long while.
I'm sorry. Well, as you know, those disgusting scenes in movies where the character will take a bath, but not really. They just wipe themselves down with butt wipes. You can do that.
I don't think I've ever seen those movies.
What art house films are you watching?
It was in Monster with Charlize Theron. You get the butt wipes, you get the razor, and all for like $5 a month. Even less if you want to change it, or, you know, you can even get it only every other month if that's how much hair you produce on your labia. So go now to dollarshaveclub.com/official.
The razors aren't just for labia and other gross places where you grow hair. You can use them anywhere you want.
On your face.
For beards. Yep. Don't use them after you've used them on your labia, though.
If you guys remember
bullshit.
That
don't
hot
tell them what to do.
If you remember that hot viral video, Men Are Better Than Women, if you saw that guy with his pristine shaved head, you too can join in on that experience with Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, you can look like a scumbag from the early 2000s.
Women everywhere will spit on you because they don't get comedy.
But then they'll feel bad because they saw you shaved with dollarshaveclub.com/official. Ah, we did.
Ooh, that was cute.
Teamwork.
Yeah, that was cute.
All right.
To take the focus slightly off Dick for just a second, Charlie, how do you feel about the internet hate coming down on you specifically last night? Not last time, the podcast.
The Keemstar episode.
Oh, man, yeah. The amount of emails about Keemstar. Oh. Holy Lord.
So, Dick, to give you an idea, since you might not know, we had on a guest that some people didn't like very much last episode.
They can be brutal.
Oh, they can be brutal, but it was specifically aimed at Charlie, all of it, because he one time, 2 years, I looked this up, it was literally 2 years ago in October, 2 years ago once made fun of the guy, and then we had him on as a guest 2 years later, and nobody would stop calling Charlie a hypocrite for it. Stop giving him shit.
You can't change your opinion online.
No, well, I mean, like, being a hypocrite has become this insult that I have never once felt bad for someone calling me a hypocrite. Like, yeah, I don't care, man. I talk a lot of shit. I get really drunk a lot, and I kind of just say whatever I think at the time. I'm not a fucking encyclopedia. I don't understand why that's... Like, I don't understand why everybody... It's like everybody's running this weird PR campaign for themselves where they feel like they have to put a spin on changing their mind about something. It's like, dude, I don't know. I was just that's busting a really the guy's good
ball. Way of putting it. That's interesting.
It is. Very solid way of
putting
it. I
mean, the internet never forgets, but they take that as like it's always established fact. It's like if I up and today called Kai a piece of shit and then don't talk to him, if we make up a week later, they're going to be like, oh, no, well, you hate Kaya. What are you doing? That's against the doctrine. What the fuck?
I don't believe Kaya changed. He's still a dick. I don't care how many times he says he donated money.
What, you apologize to each other? That doesn't make any sense. You guys are fucking blood enemies. Bullshit.
blood enemies.
The internet, everything is hyperbole and nothing ever changes. That's just how it operates.
I think the main issue people took were that since I made fun of him having him on and like not like insulting him right away, it's like this idea where just because you don't agree with somebody, you can't ever talk to them or try and see them as a human being.
Yeah. I think they just want to see some blood. Everybody just wants to see a big...
Yeah, they love drama.
Everybody just wants to see grown men bicker.
People just like to hate hateable characters. Like Keemstar, I don't know, he probably isn't listening, but don't take this the wrong way, but he is an easy to hate character. And when people find that sort of a guy... they love hating him.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think the episode would have gone if we did have him on and we were actually, I don't know, arguing against him or fighting or some shit was spewing around instead of having him?
Agents of justice. We'd be the guardian angels of YouTube.
we'd be getting hated on by his audience, though, then, instead.
Yeah, that's true.
I had one for the other.
I had Mike Cernovich on my show like a year ago, and people They're still remixing stuff that he said. Like, they're still making songs about his lingo. I mean, I like the guy, but he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, I guess.
His lingo? I think he has a lisp or something. Is that it? What they were making?
He's got all these terms like being black pilled and gorilla mindset and stuff like that. You know, he's got his brand.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, no, it's a weird fucking thing. The funny part is that 2 years ago, almost exactly, Charlie made just one video making fun of the guy, but so did I on Charlie's channel. Somehow nobody mine was the much bigger scumbaggier video too. Like, I manipulated the guy's words, I edited and spliced his audio. I insinuated that he was a pedophile with a 3-inch dick and that he turned into a Turkish wrestler, but somehow
that flew under the radar.
For anyone who's interested, it's still on Charlie's channel. I think it's
all true facts.
Like, where is Keemstar now, or something like that? But that didn't matter for some reason. It was all about how Charlie didn't like Keemstar like a decade ago, and how dare he have him on now? And just so offended, so busted that we had I like this podcast, but Keemstar. Really? This hateful Nazi should not be given a platform.
Is that what he is? He's another Nazi?
Well, that's a lot of Nazis, man.
Nazi party's growing faster today than it was in 1932.
He's a YouTube paparazzo. He looks for the drama and big scoops and makes big noise about that shit. I mean, my favorite was the people who they say, wow, this episode was terrible and full of politics and awful. I, of course, didn't listen to it, but I know it was the worst episode possible. Like, fuck you. Honest to God, fuck you if you're that person.
I just don't understand why they were getting so like uppity about leaving dislikes and stuff when that doesn't affect Keemstar. Keemstar won't give a shit.
This one's for Keemstar.
It literally makes no sense. Who are you attacking at that point? You're attacking us. You're like, I love the podcast, but fuck Keemstar. I'm gonna fuck over your shit.
Fuck Keemstar. Take this podcast. What have we done? We're at like episode, this will be what, 42, 43?
This will be 44. We have
one guest that people don't like, and all of a sudden we're the fucking scum of the earth, and it's the worst podcast ever, and it's ruined. It's fucking trash now. God, it's the worst.
Time to go back to being homeless. It was a good run.
I missed having a home.
We're gonna get shit for this one too, I bet. Like, someone's not gonna listen to this and they're gonna Google like, who the fuck is Dick Masterson? And they're gonna come across this sexist trolling nonsense. They're gonna think that it's real because they think everything is real on the internet.
I would have I would have a literal serial killer on the show just to pick their brains. I think that would be
so cool. I said that exact fucking thing, Jackson.
It's crazy. It's crazy that you can't have people on that you disagree with.
And if there's one thing we're known for, it's picking brains, especially about masturbation and stuff. We get this group.
Still interesting. Stern used to have the KKK Grand Wizard on his show. You remember
that?
Oh, God,
I wish.
And it was some of the best episodes ever were when that guy would come in. And they rounded up like a troop of comedians, many of them black, to roast this guy. And they just had the KKK member sitting there. And he was bouncing them right back. Like, the most astounding thing was he was a very surprisingly witty guy.
One of my favorite Howard Stern bits he's ever done ever is he has the racist game show.
Yeah.
Where it's a high-ranking member of the KKK. A sassy black woman and a guy in a full Nazi uniform.
Yep.
All answering questions on racism. And I think it's on YouTube. I highly recommend anyone listening go watch it. It's an amazing, entertaining skit.
I remember my friend's dad had that tape, that Howard Stern like comedy tape VHS when we were in middle school. And I remember that sketch so well because it was right before this topless jungle scene. That we would rewind and watch. We would always want to watch that comedy bit for some reason and then just let the tape keep running. Oh, maybe his dad will let it go a little longer this time because this one chick had huge cans. That was the effort that you had to go to see naked tits in 92. They weren't everywhere. Man. You had to trick your friend's dad into watching softcore pornography with you. Disgusting.
Kids these days, they don't know what they have.
Okay. They get the privacy of their own home. They could twitch each other. Pictures of free tits. We had to find a gross dad.
God.
Risk molestation.
Yeah.
You
want
to see tits, eh? I have a tape for you.
Yeah. It was a real dicey game of tits back in the day. Get a steal from your dad, steal Playboys from your dad, and hope maybe he's the cool dad, maybe he's going to rat you out. No way to know.
I used to take DVDs that I knew had titties in them, and then I'd just play them in my bedroom and pretend that I was enjoying the movie for 8 hours.
My dad was super cool. He'd give me Playboys. He'd be like, "I'm not reading it anymore. Here."
How old were you when your dad was giving you Playboys?
I was like 10.
Whoa.
10? Yeah. Cool. That's you can find the number 10 on a clock on a watch, and guys.
Before we do that, I distinctly remember though the first one he ever gave me had the wrestler China on it, and it was a bad decision on everyone's
was he
part.
Trying to turn you gay?
I
what
guess.
Are you doing? Is that like a joke? Smoke the whole pack of cigarettes, son. I'm gonna give you a porno, but it's of China. Enjoy. Figure your fucking life out.
But yes, that was a grand old age time long forgotten. But speaking of time, you listening right now will always know what time it is if you wear an amazing movement watch, MVMT watch. Tell them about it, Jackson.
Well, these watches are just fantastic, Andrew. Just fucking fantastic watches, mate. You can tell the time on them, you can look good, and they're very affordable. They look expensive, but they're affordable. Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, you're looking at like $400 to $500 for these kinds of watches. They're great watches. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. Over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries, so you can sleep well knowing that you can read the time as well as 1 million other people.
It looks better than China's pussy.
Is that a real product?
Yeah,
that is a
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, feel free.
So you can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/official.
MVMT, can you spell it out for me, Jackson? We're using movie titles again.
Again, shit, Mr. Wait, is there no? There's a Mr. America. No, that's not a movie.
Mr. Bean.
The Vagina Monologues. Mr. Bean Goes to America. And the Shawshank Redemption. .com/official. You can join the movement.
Rough.
Go to that place and get 15% off.
Yeah, you put the, then we have like a billion movies. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, all right, time to kill. There we go.
All right, perfect. Right. There, I'll give you that one. Well, we got to check. That's cool.
Thanks,
with you, Dick.
What's that?
That's cool with you that he used Time to Kill? That's okay with you?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's
okay, we'll let that roll. That'll happen. So, how does everyone think how do you think about the current... I'm trying to say this fucking question.
I was going to ask one. I just thought Kaya was asking.
Do you think earlier on the internet, Dig, you would consider yourself a shock jock in that kind of style of stuff?
Fuck, what a shock jocks do?
Like, I don't know, like a Howard Stern type where you do stuff to be kind of, I guess, edgy or in your face, but at the same time, there's humor to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there kind of had to be when the internet was just starting out, because people had to go find your stuff. Like now that you can't escape from the internet, like even if mm-hmm. Even if you throw all your devices into the ocean, some guy will just knock on your door and with an iPad and say like, "Hey, did you see this video?" Like, no, man, get the fuck off my property.
It's China.
Don't fucking watch me watch a video. Just fuck off. Back then you had to seek it out. So it probably it felt like a dirty little secret. Like it felt like you were in your own little club. I don't even think it would work anymore because you've got 4chan that's just a factory of saying the worst, of saying shit so bad that I can't even tell if they're joking or not. Like I can't even tell if I'm enjoying it in a joking way anymore. I go on poll and I'm like, do I think this is funny because I'm a fucking racist, or am I like, what's this done to my brain? I've lost significantly. I've lost a perception of the self over the last 10 years of being on the internet. Like, I used to know where I began, where my ideas began, and where your ideas began. And there was a line. But now I'm like, I don't fucking... Am I just talking because I read this online? And now I'm fucking repeating it all day? Does that answer your question?
Well, that it was going to lead to a bigger question. I'm glad you helped me kindle my thoughts on it. It's so, you know, back then you had like that kind of stuff where it was a little hidden. Now you have poll and all this shit. What do you think is kind of the next move for people who want to ride that kind of edgy, toe-the-line humor? Like, where do you think it's going to go from here?
So I've had Sam Hyde on the show a couple times. He said he listens to the Dick Show, which is cool. Fucking cool, because I think he's a really funny guy. But he does stuff where I think is like the next version of comedy on the internet, I guess, where it's like you got mainstream comedy, you know, movies and Adam Sandler dog shit on Netflix, and none of it's funny. None of it's funny at all to me. Like if I go to the movies or watch something on Netflix or whatever, like something that has millions of dollars put into it, I know I'm not going to laugh one time. Like, oh, I guess I'm watching like what aliens thought that like they downloaded our civilization in 2000 years and then tried to make a comedy. Like this is what, I guess this is what a comedy is. Like I'm watching like somebody tell me what a fucking comedy is, but, it's pushed into this weird like fringe culture now on the internet where I don't know, there used to be some overlap, like Blazing Saddles, it's funny and mm-hmm. it's in, and everybody had to sit there and watch it, but now I think it's just like it's only guys like us who don't think the movies are funny enjoying this comedy, so it's just getting more extreme. Like it's just getting weird. Like I can't sit down and watch Sam Hyde stuff with my mom while he's talking about making water, and you know, it's just everything's becoming just for you. That's the future. It's you log in and you get your own virtual reality of comedy, and you don't get to share it with anybody else.
Sort of a really double-edged sword though, right? I mean,
yeah, it is.
You get comedy tailored to you, but you also get like news tailored to you and all that kind of stuff, friends tailored to you. All the kind of stuff that'll appeal to you, but also all the kind of stuff that's never meant to offend you or make you think outside the box. How much shit did you get for having Sam Hyde on, by the way?
Not a lot. I think people either really love him or they don't get him.
All I ever hear is that he's a literal Hitler.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of those. Typical. But, you know, we deal in... there's quite a bit of Hitlering going on the show already, so... People are used to it. Yeah, it is. It is weird, though. It is like your own little bubble. And then I think it's like I get the feeling that I'm not seeking that news out. That the news is starting to like shape our brains. Like the more we consume it, even the Facebook. Man, I don't know.
It's scary. I mean, the way they're all behaving and the way they're all just targeting specifically what you want to hear, what you should get to see. It creeps me out more than anything on the internet, like Facebook and all that kind of shit. Like, oh, we're not going to show you any news that might offend you. We're not going to show you any news you might not want to hear.
Yeah, and it's too late to get out. Like, yeah. That's not what I signed up for. I signed up to share pictures, not to be brainwashed. Whoops.
Whoops.
I mean, I think part of the problem is that since you're sitting inside of that bubble culture now, if you're trying to do something that does push envelopes or try new things, most people are either not going to see it or they're going to take it as a personal attack.
They don't want it, yeah.
Exactly. Like, if you do something that's, I don't know, edgy or racy or whatever you want to call it, the people that do end up seeing it where it's not in their comfort zone, they're going to be like, oh, this needs to be stopped. This needs to be, like, the people that took your shit seriously in the early days, Dick. Like, that's all that everyone is now. It's less of kind of that hate group, like Moms Against Dick or any of that shit. It's
you know what? There was a lot of tug of war that used to happen where you'd say it and everybody would look at it and then you'd get in these arguments with other people. But now everything feels like a circle jerk. Like nobody wants to cross the aisle, I guess, and fuck with the other side as much. Like everybody's above it. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to give them any attention. I got my 100,000 Twitter guys. I don't want to even mention this person.
Don't give them a platform. Disease. We've heard that quite a bit.
Yeah, man, we shouldn't have given Keemstar a platform.
Yeah, it's not like he has any other platforms.
Yeah.
With a show that is watched infinitely more than ours. How dare we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, who wants to be, like, life sucks. It sucks, and it's a grind, and it gets worse every fucking day. Everybody's just constantly angling to take shit away from you. So what's the point of pissing yourself off by listening to someone else's opinion? Just tell me what I already think.
I mean, that's
true. Reaffirm me, baby.
I don't know. Where do you think the future of trolling is? It's going to get more extreme because it's like they got to excite their own base now.
Troll terrorists.
Trolling is getting easier and easier because as time moves on, trolling, the bar has been so lowered where if you just say the slightest, most benign yet dissenting opinion, you're a troll now. Yeah. I hate this. I hate how I care a lot about language and I hate how words get devalued. Just like Nazi, you know, you have now trolling where if you say A and I say B, I'm a troll. If you say you think that lemon ice cream is the best kind and I say no, it's chocolate, I'm a troll now. I'm not allowed to have my own opinion. I'm a troll. I mean, okay.
People take ice cream seriously, dude.
They take fucking everything seriously. I don't get to have an opinion on like what shoelaces I like to wear or whatever.
Having an opinion is the scariest thing you can have on the internet right now. If I say that's I like one brand of cereal, that could very well be the end of my internet.
Which brand is it, you faggot?
Jackson, you troll. Jackson, you troll.
Oh, goodness me.
I can't believe they decided to give you a platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets a platform.
Jackson, you were on two strikes for those sick episodes, but now not looking good for your stake in the podcast.
Do I get a strike taken away?
We're going to send
you're
you
right. You restart.
You can send to HR, faggot.
Oh, God. Dick, I am so sorry that you have to be around this kind of hate.
Oh, trouble, you said Dick.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Everybody's got to pretend like we've never heard this shit before, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
I mean, it took me a lot of, like, I had to strap myself into the Clockwork Orange machine and try to, like, get myself out of dropping homophobic slurs left and right because I grew up in the fucking 90s and that's just how we talked.
Yep.
Like everything was gay.
Yep.
And it was just like every day. If we would do it in our sleep. We would talk in our sleep like, someone says, you fag. Like it was nonstop. It's so It was so fucking hard to stop doing it that I hear you guys do it, and like I get that like
that primal urge.
That reaction, like, oh God, no, that's bad. You can't, don't get back into that habit. It's like a fucking alcoholic.
It's so tempting and titillating, though, right? Just like an alcoholic.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt good.
Oh, they said it. I want to say it. Yeah. Will I get hate if I say it? Is someone going to lose their shit if I say it? Will we lose our advertisers, like ZipRecruiter, if I say it?
Well, hopefully we didn't lose them, because I think now's a good time to talk about ZipRecruiter.
There's this one guy at ZipRecruiter HQ screaming into his computer. No, not now.
No.
This is the worst time to segue, guys. No.
Please.
No, the worst time to segue. I read an ad. I did this show called The Biggest Problem with Maddox for a while. Who's a piece of shit. I have a big feud with him.
Oh, well, we'll get into that later then if you want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The worst segue I ever did was I was talking about the mattress girl. That girl who was raped on campus and carried her on the mattress.
Oh,
and her sponsor happened to be Casper. So I was like, well, speaking of mattresses.
Hey, in your defense, it turned out to be a scam. So
yeah, I knew it was a scam the whole time.
Charlie, tell us about ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter is a job hosting site where you can post your job and find qualified employees for the work that you need to have done. For example, on the podcast, we like to post up listings for guests, and thankfully, our best friend Dick Masterson over here was standing outside, tapping on the windows, shivering in the cold, his boots worn from never being able to buy new ones, and he said, can I please be on the show? And we said, you know, we would have had you on sooner if you used ZipRecruiter.
True story.
It's a very true story. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate such as Dick Masterson through the site within one day. One day! You too can have your very own Dick Masterson working your job within one day if you're 80% of this employee group.
Get Dick at ZipRecruiter.com/official.
That's right.
You can post your jobs for free.
Post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/official. Businesses of any and all sizes find the most qualified candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/official. So anyway, segue off of that ad, please, Dick, if you want to enlighten the people at home or anything, tell us about some Maddox shit.
Oh man, I don't know how much you know. We had a great podcast. Everybody knows. I think everybody knows who Maddox is.
I think. Well, not necessarily. Well, he's kind of fallen off the radar lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was like him, though, in the early internet. He was huge back in the day.
He was huge. Like 10 years ago when blogging first was really big, right?
Yeah.
Before videos kind of went their own way and became big. Like Maddox's site is one of the first English sites that I used to have my giggles. Charlie, did I tell the story of how I leaked his show onto the internet once?
Yeah. A little fun fact, Dick. Kaya is the one who caused a huge uproar in the Maddox community for leaking his entire show.
No, there was uproar. That's why I leaked it.
What show? Which one?
Okay, hang on. I think we told this on the post show, so I'll just tell it again real quick. Do you remember his best show in the universe?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was back when he was first teasing the pilot of it, very first episode. And I was prowling on his website, you know, I don't know how old I was, like 16, 17.
Yeah.
And I went through his website's files, like his images folder, because I wanted to see what he had in there. I don't know
why. And he puts everything in there.
He puts everything in there. And there was like 4 or 5 copies of slightly edited versions of the first episode of his show.
God, that's
so I found
funny.
Those and I thought, hey, I'm going to let him know. Like this, you know. I was fucking 16. Cut me some slack. I was like, this is a security risk. What if anyone leaks this?
Yeah.
So I went to
the president's in danger.
What if this gets into the wrong hands?
Exactly.
So I went up to Sir Al Qaeda sent us rough cuts of Maddox's show. How do we respond?
I mailed him a few times and never got a response. I mailed him like, hey, you might want to remove this from your images folder that is readily accessible to everyone. I never got a response. So at some point, I went to his fan forum. I forgot the website, but it was a pretty active fan forum that he had for some reason. Like I said, blogging was big. And I wrote I put a couple of thumbnails of the video in there as proof that I had the video, and I said, hey, please, you know, you should take this down. I could access it. Anyone could leak this. And everyone on the forum called me a goddamn lying cunt and a loser and a faker.
Even Maddox himself. You fucking liar. Get off of my forum.
That's what you get for helping, man.
Yeah, no, it just, everyone called me a liar and, oh, those are fake. You loser. You got nothing better to do, kid. Fuck off. And at some point, I got so offended. I just went, okay, okay. You know, fuck all of you. I'm putting this on YouTube. And once I put it on YouTube, I had his attention. He mailed me. He was nice. Kind of had to be. I guess he didn't want to offend me, so I don't put it up on other websites.
You were holding it hostage, yeah.
What if he called you fake in the mail? Those are fucking fake. You doctored those. Get back on my forum.
Still using that trick, that fucking images folder.
It was slightly awkward because I'm Turkish and he's Armenian. And then...
Kaya, just real quick. Can we just do a clap sync again real quick? Oh, after one? Three, two, one. Beautiful, thanks. Continue
dropping
on.
The ball again, Jackson.
Yeah, now we have to start the whole episode over.
I mean, that's it's then basically just back and forth about five mails of Maddox bagging me for my YouTube password so he can remove the video.
Because you destroyed the incredible buzz for his bald man talking who can't read very well speaking into a camera. 5 years late. This the format. You blew it wide open. You're gonna ruin it. His hemorrhaging user base on YouTube was gonna. They were waiting with bated breath for a fucking for a YouTube video that should take 10 minutes to do. Yeah.
Please, damn. I get the slight feeling you have things to say. So please,
you know, I don't want to bore everybody with like a bunch of. Bickering of old men, of middle-aged men, but it seems like that's what everybody wants to see on the internet anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to give you a short version of the story, and you tell me if I need to fill in the blanks. We had the same editor a long time ago when our books came out. Maddox's book, the manliest book or something, the best book in the universe, or the Alphabet of Manliness, what it was, Men Better Than Women, mine. So we've known each other for a long fucking time.
You wrote that? Co-wrote that?
No. We had the same editor, though. He edited both books. Okay. So we met through him. And then for years, we would try to write a show and sell a show. We sold a couple man-based shows. Like we sold a man show reboot to Spike a long time ago. But it never got on TV. It just never worked out for us because we fucked it up. Like it's a lot harder. It's hard to get shows on TV. We could never do it. So we ended up doing this podcast instead called the Biggest Problem in the Universe. And it was great. It was a great show. Everybody loved it. It was fucking great because politically we're opposed, like ideologically we're opposed. We're just different kinds of people, but we've known each other forever. So it was a great show. And we tried to make it as funny as possible. But it was a huge pain in the ass. It was a monumental pain in the ass to work with the guy. I made it public on the show. Like I would always kind of complain about it on the show. We'd always complain about each other. But one fateful day, one fateful episode, I was inexplicably gone. Like episode 77. Keep in mind, this show is like making tons of money at the time. Loaded up with ads, and we had bonus episodes. It was great. Unfuck-upable, you'd think. Until one episode, I was inexplicably gone. Episode 77. And nobody ever... There was no explanation for it. So the show went on like normal for a couple...
Did you have an explanation for it, or were you just as in the blue?
I did. I knew exactly what happened.
Okay, yeah.
So months went by, and then the show inexplicably ended in the same way. Just episode 107 was just gone. We had like 60,000 people downloading every episode, maybe 70,000 sometimes, but just stop. No announcement, no explanation, nothing. The show's over. Go fuck yourself. If you like it, fuck you. Like, no. And this is something
that's our motto here. That was the last episode.
People tuned in for 2 years. So they've got something invested in it. Like if Rick and Morty just stopped and never came back, there would be a... Yeah, there would be an autistic
How would people
explosion.
Find their intelligence
it
anymore?
It wouldn't even be that. It'd be if you see the new season and all of a sudden it says only written by Dan Harmon. And the other guy whose name I'm blanking on right now is nowhere to be seen.
Justin Roiland.
Justin Roiland, right.
Roiland. Would be an autistic apocalypse.
So I started, I did not want the show to end because I thought it was great, but it was Maddox's decision. So we started our own shows. We're not on speaking terms at this point. We started our own shows. I do the Dick show. He does some shitty show where he tries
to you don't do the Maddox show?
No, I should have. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, take his name before he can do it. Welcome to the Maddox show. I'm Dick Masterson, your host.
Trademarked, bitch, right here. I spell it. It's the Mad Ox show. I'm an ox like a bull, and I'm pissed off all the time like Jim Cramer. I can wear little fucking horns. I'm the Mad Ox, they call me. They've always called me this. They've
always called two me
yeah, that nickname you haven't
ox.
Heard till now, but I swear I went by it.
Yeah, I sell merch too, shirts, just with like a big bull that says, I'm a Mad Ox.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, he's an idiot for not doing that.
Really?
if he tries to do that with Dick Masterson, he's only fucking himself over.
No, because he can't. He's not that
clever. No, but he can't be like, I'm the Dick Master. I'm the Dick Master's son.
There's really nowhere to go with that. Yeah, he'd be fucked. Continue.
My show gets to like episode 17, and the whole time I'm taking little pot shots at Maddox because I think it's bullshit. He ended the show and he didn't even mention me in the last episode. And it's like people are saying, "What the fuck happened, man? Like, why did this show just end? You have to tell me something." So I'm taking pot shots because that's what I do. It's funny. It's all for a laugh. Like it's all a stupid comedy thing online. It's to entertain people. So Maddox goes full retard and releases this like serious video saying, taking this thing I said about women protecting themselves over sexual assault and how important it is, and says that I'm a rape apologist. And that my new show, he goes onto 8chan and finds a thread where like guys are talking about rape and says that my show is somehow in a weird way condoning rape because of an 8chan list. And he sends it to all of his comedy friends in LA. Like he doesn't even send it to the internet. He makes it this private video that me as a real person is basically a rapist. And
high school.
Yeah,
high school
Dick,
drama.
Let's set the record straight. Are you a rapist?
No!
Thank God.
I'm too good looking to be a rapist. But it's shit like that. It's like comments like that. You know, stuff that you used to be able to say without having a fucking lynch mob after you. So because of this fucking video, I get kicked out of this UCB comedy show that I was on, like, it gets sent around to my job. My fucking mom is getting put on blast. Like, these cunts, these comedy cunts are like saying, how could you, your son is like this. I'm like, what the fuck? You think if I was a rapist, you think my mom is happy about it? What are you bringing her into it for? You stupid bitch. Like, these. Here's a fucking fact. There is not equality is dumb, which we all know, right? If you have a situation where you got where you have a bunch of comedians and 50% of them are chicks and the other 50% are dudes, a lot of those chicks have a fucking axe to grind. They think comedy is about getting your opinion out, and it's not. It's about making people laugh. So all these chicks picked up their torches. Like they're tiki torches, like they're at a Nazi Trump rally, and they go after me, and I'm like, "What the like? You just kind of fucked up my whole life, dude, over making fun of you about a fucking podcast." Okay, here we go. So I have an episode, and I say, "Hey, I haven't told anybody why the podcast ended, but I will now because what the fuck do I have to lose? Like, I have no that's the end of my fucking personal and professional reputation. That's it. I'm not allowed in comedy anymore. So here's the reason why. Here's the reason why the show ended, everybody. Here's the reason why I wasn't on that episode, and here's the reason why it fucking ended suddenly with no fucking explanation. Like, Maddox is trying to hide something he's ashamed of, right?
The reason is,
I was at a wedding with a bunch of people we knew, and I left the wedding with a girl that Maddox had dated like 4 years ago. And he got so ass blasted about it, he blew up her phone all fucking night, called her at work the next day, like having a full on fucking nice guy meltdown, telling her what a piece of shit. Dude, it was so fucking embarrassing that he could never bring, like, he called me on the phone, was like, look, I don't think I can continue the podcast. I'm like, motherfucker, you have a girl living with you right now. You've been, you've had a live-in girlfriend for a fucking year, and this is are you insane? She's like, look, if this really happened, if what I think happened, then the show's over. So did it happen? And I said, no, of course not. I would never do something like that to you. What are you talking about? Yeah. So that was how I bought it.
Wait, did you bang her? Did you bang her?
Of course. what kind of a fucking idiot would think I didn't? Like, you're asking me of all fucking people who goes on TV in aviators and a mustache, hey, did you bang that girl? Oh, no, of course not. Aren't you the same guy that always just says to lie to get out of things when it benefits you? Yeah, so how do I know you're not lying now? Well, because my fingers are crossed, you stupid delusional moron. What the fuck are you? Why do you even ask? Of course I did. So,
Dick, I want to stand up and salute you right now.
Oh,
beautiful.
You know,
you cucked Maddox. This is awesome.
You know, I wish it was cucking, but it's like, dude, you're broken the fuck up for how many years? Women aren't your fucking. Are you kidding me? How old are you that you haven't that you can't handle this like a mature adult that you ruin a business over that's making you free thousands of dollars every month and you throw it away because you're so ass blasted and hung up over a broad. Get the fuck out of here.
I love
you're
how
a man.
You had to ask.
Please tell me
you didn't touch her anywhere. No, please.
What's that?
Yeah, wait, she kept her Parker on the whole time, right? She didn't look in the eyes.
Yeah. Tell me, please. I couldn't handle it.
Isn't, hey, I thought Maddox was gay. Like, didn't he come out kind of tongue-in-cheek? I'm just saying because he, at some point he, it was back when we're like, I was still using Facebook, is he shared a photo of a windshield that said, I'm gay, fuck it. And then he made a video of him just complimenting the shit out of, Alfred in the Batman movie, like really trying to get his dick. So I don't know.
Well, are we talking about Michael Caine?
No, the new younger one. In the
I was going to say, if it's Michael Caine, that's completely understandable.
Yeah. Who isn't gay for Michael Caine? It's
exactly.
Even in his name right there. He's got a porno name. Mike Caine. Yeah.
I never noticed
world.
He does.
Wow, Jesus that's, fuck.
So that's that story. You know,
scummy shit.
That's a great story.
I had heard about the. I read up on it, and there's all, of course, a lot of fan videos about you two and the breakup. But I didn't know he made like a private video that he sent around to defame you.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's why Cernovich was on. He's like, yeah, that's straight up defamation. And he's a lawyer. I don't know if you knew that.
I'm hoping it was some like. Slap job like Windows Movie Maker thing with blue backgrounds and white aerial text titles of like Dick Masterson's big secret. It's like a fucking PowerPoint slideshow.
It is. It is a PowerPoint slideshow. Like
it really is a PowerPoint slideshow.
I mean, it's his version of one. He's got like screenshots from the 8chan list and like zoom ins and highlights. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. It's so
you fucked
weird.
My crush. He said he didn't, but I think he did.
But I think he did. And everybody's like, yeah, he definitely did. Like, why would you believe?
It just ends with a big close-up of, what do you think? And then he pauses the video for questions.
He went home with the girl. Coincidence? I'll let you decide.
Only you can unravel this mystery. If you have any tips, call my cell phone. And the number flashes
like
on the
John
screen.
John Walsh. America's Most Wanted. America's Most Dick Move.
Tonight on Unsolved Fucking, My Girlfriend and Dick.
I don't know if this is sad or pathetic or what.
It's both.
It's all of the above.
It's
definitely both.
So, it's a good lesson.
It must have been good pussy if he was still that like hung up on it.
I don't know. I'm just glad I didn't get acid thrown in my face.
Tell me that. Was the pussy worth losing your business?
What's that?
Was the pussy worth losing your business over?
Look, that's the wrong way to look at it.
That is definitely the wrong way to look at it.
The way I look at it is you just got to do what you want to do. You cannot let people... Once you start letting people manipulate your behavior with like the carrot and the stick, you know, like, oh, if you do this or else, you know, I'll shut this. Embarrass yourself in this way. Humiliate yourself in this way or else you'll lose this opportunity. You feel like less of a fucking man. And
I get you. I just want to know, like, yeah. Was she a good one?
Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
okay, and then, that's all I wanted.
Oh, yeah, yes. In many ways.
That's great.
And then after that, the Patreon, like the Dick Show Patreon just exploded. So I was like, oh. Well.
How did you manage that? How did it explode so fast?
That was just people.
I was going to ask, you make a lot of money on Patreon. You're obviously more, well, I don't know if you're more, I don't know how statistics, but you're very successful. I don't know how much Maddox makes, not how successful he is, but obviously we never hear his name. No one ever told us to get Maddox on the show.
He's less than Dick. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, we had many requests for you, and we didn't even know you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't take this the wrong way, but we don't.
Yeah, Dick, I'll be honest. Go ahead, Kai.
A lot of the guests that we have on, we usually hear for the first time from our fans, and then we check them out, and if they're cool looking, kind of, sort of, we have them on.
Yeah.
You seem to have really outgrown Maddox. How did you manage to do all that? You make a lot on Patreon. Give us your secret formula. Do I have to fuck a hot chick? Do I have to fuck Charlie's wife?
I think...
Before you get into that, because I want to...
Fuck that girl you did.
Yeah, she's the key to success. I want to work another small question into that, because I think it goes with it. Yeah. So, all of that with you going up. Also, why do you think Maddox is really waning right now as well?
Okay, I think they're related. So, the success, the only thing I can credit that for is all the people who donate to the Patreon. Like, I don't know why each one of them has made that decision, but it's obviously changed my life. So, thank you to all of them. What I think happened in this last year or two is everything got really fake and fucked and annoying. Like, just for me personally, it's hard to watch anything anymore because there's always got to be this political angle. Like, everything seems like processed food anymore. It's just not funny. And I feel like I know the opinions, even regular people, like even regular family and friends, they're talking to me. And I think you're just repeating something that you heard on Facebook. Like this interaction isn't even real anymore. So I try to keep the show to that. If that has anything to do with its success, I hope that's it. Because I don't think there's a lot of that. There's not like just people sitting down and being honest about what they think. And it's hard to do because you think like you want to say something because you want to look a certain way. But in reality, we're all pieces of shit inside. And I think admitting that is cathartic for people. I hope it's cathartic because it's fun for me.
So would you say Maddox has kind of gone the opposite direction and now he plays towards the fake people? Is that?
Yeah, he's okay. Like he's as soon as when the Trump stuff started, like his topics on the show were racial wealth inequality, like shit that he has no, like he plays fucking video games and hits on female fans on Facebook all day. He doesn't fucking know anything about racial inequality. It's like appealing so hard to the left or right, I think is not funny. So if you're funny, don't do that. You know? That's my
I think
my
he also in recent times has gotten really nitpicky. Like, he used to, when he wrote stuff and kind of, even in the beginning of when he started doing videos, they were on topics that were things either people didn't really think about or things that no one really talked passionately about on one side or the other. But now, like, I watched some of his videos and some of them are like, I hate stories in video games.
He's definitely reaching at this point.
He's reaching. He doesn't have any material anymore.
I mean, that's what happens if you don't do anything. Like, if you don't do anything in life, you just start regurgitating the same shit because you haven't had any experiences in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, that's death.
The same shit, though, Dick. Like, he's legitimately unimaginative in some things. I think his shtick is that he hates everything. But he's not good at it because at some point he had to stoop so low as to hate on washing machines and all that sort of stuff.
Washing machines? Like, what the hell?
My clothes get too clean.
I don't know if it was an article or a video, but one of the items was legitimately, I hate dishwashers. Why?
I'll tell you what. Because they caused feminism. That's why. Dishwashers and washing machines directly are the direct cause of feminism.
I guess I didn't study up on my feminist studies. I don't know how dishwashers cost.
Because
feminism.
As soon as chicks had nothing, as soon as they didn't have to wash like 10 hours of clothes and dishes all day, they just wanted jobs. They wanted to vote. They wanted all this extra shit.
This would like to reiterate. This source is Dick Masterson, host of the website menarebetterthanwomen.com.
Yeah, I'll do a Dr. Phil at this point. You are 100% serious, Dick, right?
Yeah. they could just get jobs building washing machines. That always works.
Jackson, you've just reinvented the entire culture of America.
You're a brilliant faggot.
That's fucking...
That was, again, Dick Masterson at...
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it happened to a lot of comedians, in my opinion. They just went hard left politically because, I don't know why. I don't know a lot of, like, conservative right-leaning guys who get to be on TV. They seem to get acts immediately. So, everybody, all these comedians hooked left thinking that's where the money is, and I just don't think it is.
Do you think that's why Maddox did it, or do you think he actually believes the stuff he says?
I don't know if I think there's a difference. Eventually, deep. The things you say are what you believe. Like, it's like when a guy starts dating a chick that warps their mind. It's because they start saying things to make her happy being around her, and then they just start internalizing it.
Yeah, start believing it. The more you say it, the more you believe it.
Yeah. That's
a good point. So fake it till you make it, baby.
Totally.
But it has to start with one of the two. Which one do you think it started with him?
I don't know. I don't know if I can give you a good answer to that. What do you think?
Maybe when you fucked the girl, it just awoke something deep inside him.
Primal.
He evolved. He went to the next level.
The inner cuck. Escaped.
So, Dick, we got a small chunk of time left before our hour-ish is up. If you want to, I'm assuming that you're talking about Maddox and all this shit left and right and up and down. If there's any other pressing topics that you really want to discuss, please, by all means.
I mean, let me see. What did I talk about in my last episode? Soft water. You guys fans of soft water? Feels like you're showering in a... You're heart. Soft water... is this, people will install these filters where it feels like you're showering in a bukkake machine.
Oh, man, I didn't know I wanted something until
like
now.
Going on Amazon now.
Slime constantly. Like,
how could
like,
I be so ignorant?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, who could want that? Hang on, I got to Google something real quick.
Get yourself a soft water filter if you want to change your life.
What does a bukkake feel like? What do you mean?
Well, Jackson.
None of you guys have soft. It feels like you have slime all over your body. Like it turns your
water.
So
it's just
into
like really. I get it. It's sticky.
Oh, I'm disgusted.
It's sticky water, basically.
It's sticky water. It's terrible.
I thought it was raw water. Are you familiar with the raw water trend that's going on?
What's that? What's raw water?
It's this horrible, horrible trend going on. I think it's really only big with, like, the higher-up people. The guy who invented the Juicero just started promoting it, but basically they get water from these really sketchy places that just kind of take water. They don't treat it. They don't remove any of the living organisms in the water. And then they fast on that for like a week. And I have no doubt, and I'm sitting here waiting each and every day for the cholera outbreak to start, because that's going to be incredibly entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Not even.
Charlie, they're doing that. They're making a new movement for raw milk as well now. They're trying to get like unpasteurized, unprocessed milk in stores, which can get you really fucking sick.
Raw milk is, at least there's some arguments you could make for the, even if they're wrong, but raw water, even Bear Grylls filters as fucking water. If Bear Grylls won't drink it, I won't. The man drinks piss out of a snake carcass. I have some standards.
I think that's a pretty good measurement to go on. If Bear Grylls will do this, then it must be at least kind of safe.
So does Bear Grylls listen to Maddox?
You know, we got to find like the perfect mixture of self-harming new age trends to wipe all of those people out.
Oh,
the
man.
Anti-vaxxing was pretty good. If only anti-vaccinations didn't hurt other innocent kids, like with that whole herd immunization thing, yeah. It would have been perfect. It would have been perfect.
That was the ticket.
Have you have you seen those prank images that people circulate on Facebook and message boards that they follow a new trend that comes out? Like a big one was the new iPhone. They make it look just like an Apple release, and it says like the new iPhone can charge in your microwave.
Yeah.
And they'll like set it to this specific heat and only put it on for 2 minutes or less, but leave the battery in because it'll charge from the radiation. And it's like,
I love that.
Oh man.
4chan again. Oh, your new iPhone is waterproof. Yeah. Put it in the sink.
Oh man.
That's what we need is out. Resist Trump, swallow hot lead. That's what we need, really.
God, those are really good. Do you guys remember the build your own cooler, but it turns out you just poison yourself with it?
Yep.
No, what was that?
They had this, like, if you don't want to go buy a fan and you want to, you know, cool down in your apartment or whatever, you get like a empty water cooler, and then there's a little procedure to it, but basically what it does is it slowly gives you carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah. There's another good one where they tell you how to make your own crystals and diamonds.
Oh, I love that one.
That one's good.
And literally all you do is make mustard gas and breathe it through a straw.
It's one of the best ones.
That's one of the classics.
This is comedy. That's funny.
There's another classic one where you take a spoon and you duct tape it to your hand and you heat it with a lighter until it glows and then put it under a super cold faucet. And people say you shatters. Can warp the metal, but it fucking shatters and it's taped to your hand so you can't get it off. It's fucking
awful.
It's like
a hand grenade.
Pretty much.
Did you ever see that? There was an app that some dude wrote that it was like a global contest of who could throw their iPhone up into the air.
There was an app.
Yeah, and they're like, "Why? What would possess you to make this app?" And the guy's like, "I wanted people to destroy their fucking iPhones."
I think there's a list out there of like the only apps from iPhone that have been banned for not being offensive or against policy or whatever. There's ones like that. There's a couple of that, and then there's one where a guy made an iPhone app called I'm Rich, where it cost it did nothing but put a wallpaper on your phone that said I'm Rich, and it cost $100,000 in the App Store. Yeah. He got to sell it to six people before they took it down.
Oh, why would they take that down?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. They said it was like against their policy or their ethics or some shit. But the guy,
I mean, they get a cut of the money.
I know, but he made $600,000 roughly before they took that shit down.
That's so
people could have a wallpaper.
It was just a gold wallpaper. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was really fucking great.
I took out a second loan for that.
I'm still, every single day of my life, I wake up in a cold sweat trying to think, what's the next big App Store scam? What's the next big piece of shit that people will go crazy for?
I wake up every day and check the Bitcoin chart and just go, oh, please, God, don't go. Like, please don't go up anymore. Just crater and bankrupt all these people, please. So I don't have to think about all the Bitcoins I could have bought for the rest of my fucking life. They're going to be the baseball cards of our generation. When we're 80 years old and the Bitcoins are like $2 billion a piece, it's going to be, oh, you know, I had one whole Bitcoin on a hard drive when I was a kid.
How much would you have loved to be back in 2008 where people are telling stories of like, yeah, I got a pizza and I tipped the delivery boy 10 Bitcoins. Just that fucking God. Shit. That upsets me more than anything.
Makes me
I love
sick.
To be that pizza boy.
Really? I would yeah, never be. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. Like the pizza story you're telling, it was 10,000 bitcoins. That's over
10,000.
It was 10,000 bitcoins
Jesus.
For two pizzas.
What's that, $30 million now?
It's $100. It's $100 million.
Oh God! There was a guy who wrote in to my show, telling me about bitcoins. Guy had 180 bitcoins
Jesus
that he
Christ.
Sold at like $10 because he needed the money. He bought. I was like, dude, how are you? Like, why don't you kill yourself, man? How do you? You're like the guy that went on tour with the Beatles for like one weekend. How are you ever going to live up to that?
He had 180 bitcoins, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Doing a rough estimate, he would have had about $684,000 now if he kept them. Roughly. Yeah.
Well, I got good
That's
news
about
for you.
That's
1 million
Dick. Australian dollars.
Bitcoin train, it may well have passed, but I don't know if you've heard of this one. Sia coin's on the rise. It's coming.
God damn it, coins? Charlie. You're falling for fucking meme coins.
It's not a goddamn meme
They're
coin.
A scam, Charlie.
I have 48,000 Sia coin, goddammit, Andrew. It's going to take off one
and
day.
And you're going to always have 48,000 Sia coin because it's going to say Sia to the money you paid for it.
One day, Andrew. One.
You guys should make your own coins.
Day.
That's you are a fucking
dickles.
Genius.
No,
ICO
I've been looking
tomorrow
at
on our Patreon.
Oh my!
Yeah,
God.
You can do it. No, you have to trade. Like, there's a service. It's based on Ethereum, where you pop on and plug some Ethereum in, and it'll generate you a coin. You just say like how many you need. I was looking to make some
baby.
Dickles
That's
for the
amazing.
Show, but I couldn't think of a funny thing to do with them.
Some dickles.
Wow. Yeah, like nickels.
Dickles. Like that. That's great.
I'd buy into that.
Dickles, nickels.
Maybe we should do it. Then we could have an economy of warring coins going off of each other.
We could have literal money fights. Be amazing.
Collaboration is fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. We should start wrapping up because I
yeah,
got to go.
We're probably doing good on time.
That's fine then, yeah. Really appreciate you coming on, Dick. If there's anything you want to shout out, promote, by all means, take
Thanks
the stage.
Thanks for having me. I got thedickshow.com or dick.show, patreon.com/thedickshow. I'm doing a live show in L.A. October Ooh. 13th. So if you live in
I'll
L.A.
See you there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on out. It's going to be, we're going to have a good time. Somebody's getting the logo tattooed on their neck.
Oh, fucking hell.
I guess some twin
The
models.
Same chick from before, she's coming out.
No. I should hit her up, though.
Yeah, you
know
should.
What happened to her?
Check if Maddox fucked her first.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming
no,
on.
No, we really appreciate it.
Really nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
All right, well, big thanks, big ups, big props to our Patreons. Dick is not the only one with a success story from Patreon. We respect and love each and every one of you giving us our fucking nice money, keeping this show afloat.
Make us number two.
Link in the description if you want to join that Patreon. We also have great old merch, like fucking shirts that you can wear, and it's amazing. Some other fun stuff to check out. And thanks for listening to this episode.
We'll see you next week.
I got to meet the pariah from my middle school class. That's awesome.
Goodbye, friends.
See you, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.